Hundreds of Irish holidaymakers will see their travel plans disrupted by a 24-hour strike today affecting passengers travelling to several airports in Italy. Baggage handlers will down tools affecting passengers at Milan and Venice airports. Owen Corry is editor of Travel Extra. Morning, Owen.
Good morning, Gavin.
What flights and airports have been cancelled today then, Owen?
First of all, the good news, nothing from Ireland affected. EasyJet more affected than any of the other airlines. Cagliari and Naples airports also downing tools. Ongoing arguments about staffing levels and recovery post-pandemic, because the airports haven't come back to the full operation that they had before pandemic, believe it or not, across much of Europe, but especially in Italy. And there are, as I look now, just about 40 flights cancelled, which is a lot lower than what was anticipated. And as I said, the Dublin flights are fine. The Irish flights are fine.
So no flights from here. And only a small number of airports in Italy, is that right?
Absolutely. The two unions involved, their power base is down in Cagliari and up around Venice and northern Italy. Rome would be the target. ITA, which would have been, it's sort of derived from the old Italian airline that listeners would be familiar with, Alitalia, recently taken over by Lufthansa, that would have been heavily targeted by the strikers, but doesn't seem to be as badly affected. About 40 of their flights have been cancelled. What we got away with today, though, we shouldn't rest too assured, because there's a series of further one-day strikes planned. The key to it all is that if security goes on strike, the airport has to close. All the others, baggage handlers, they can muddle through. But once security is hit, airport cannot operate.
Where, Owen? More strikes are you expecting where?
The issues look like with this sort of strong arm statements we're seeing from the airport management companies. It does look like this will roll on through the summer. We also have similar strikes in Helsinki Airport, striking almost weekly at this stage. And it all goes back to Germany, where there was a series of very dramatic strikes that caused a lot of havoc to Irish flights and all other flights. Last year, the German airport workers got a really good deal. I think everyone else in Europe is looking at what they're doing. And we also got to remember that the French air traffic control issues that caused about 15, 16 of our flights to be cancelled last week haven't gone away. They're back nursing their grievances and thinking and working out what single day strikes that they will be planning. So it is a summer where we will expect disruption, but luckily enough, you know, when you think of it at this stage, there's over 300 flights departing Dublin Airport every day, and a similar number landing. Disruption so far hasn't really gone beyond 7 or 8 on a particular day.
And just as well, the weather is nice here too. Owen Corry, editor of Travel Extra, thank you. 27 minutes past 7.